News Talk, 94.9 WSJM FM, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph, home of Moody in the Morning.
WSJM News Time is 6 o'clock. It's 25. News Talk 94.9. WSJM News Now begins with your forecast. A winter storm warning in effect until 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Windy, cold, lake effect snow, some heavy at times. 3 to 5 inches possible today, a high 23. More snow showers down to 13 tonight. Cloudy with snow likely. Another inch or so tomorrow, a high 25. With Pat Moody, I'm Ray Gustafson. The news this morning brought to you by the all-new Town Crier Wire. Download the free local news app today. Here's your top story at 6.
St. Joseph City Commissioners now have an action plan for filling a vacancy on the board.
A schedule for a public forum next Monday when the public can question 8 applicants for a 2-year vacancy. The meeting will start at 5:30. There will be a break at 6:30 and then more questions. At 7:55, commissioners will talk among themselves about who to appoint. Mayor Mike Gary.
From the community input we had 2 weeks ago to tonight, moving forward to next Monday night, I think we have a good plan. It will involve both the community and the commission. It will give the applicants a fair opportunity to explain themselves, answer questions. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it will be a great Monday night.
It's possible the commission will pick its new member at Monday's meeting, but Gary says it's more likely they'll wait until January. You can submit your questions to info@sjcity.com. Andrew Green reporting.
Another winter storm warning issued for southwest Michigan, prompting a few schools to close this morning. We'll run down the latest here in about 9 minutes. You can always go to wsjm.com. Click on closings to get the latest up to date on those as well. But regardless, WNDU meteorologist Mike Hoffman telling WSJM News this one will be in effect through 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. He says we can expect more lake effect snow and some system snow on top of that. The snowfall will be similar to the winter storm this past weekend.
Obviously, each spot is probably going to be different amounts. And what I mean by that, the lake effect will be set up a little bit different in this case. It'll be going, instead of due south off the lake into LaPorte County, south of Berrien County, it'll more be going towards South Bend. And so kind of coming from the northwest to southeast.
Hoffman says this storm will be a little less pleasant than the last one because it will feature colder temperatures and blowing snow. In all, he expects around 6 to 9 inches of snow, some spots getting up around a foot. It reminds you to drive slow and slow down.
The city of Niles will allow for 7 medical marijuana businesses in the city. Mayor Nick Shelton cast the tie-breaking vote last night to approve 3 grower, 2 processor, and 2 provider licenses. State approval of the licenses will not begin until Friday, but once that happens, 7 businesses will be able to open up. Shelton tells our news gathering partners at WNDU News Center 16 he feels it's the right move.
That was the overwhelming answer. That's what people wanted.
The city received about 20 applications before giving the green light to those 7.
The Van Buren County Sheriff's Department investigating a shoplifting case originally reported as an armed robbery this week. Sheriff's deputies were sent to Country Lakes Market in Porter Township south of Lawton around 8:40 yesterday morning. There they learned a 26-year-old man from Pawpaw had gone into the store asking for $122 in lottery tickets. He handed over an older lotto ticket as payment and then ran out. The clerk chased after the man in his plow truck and wound up hitting him. The suspect was tackled, held until police arrived. The suspect was then taken to a hospital for possible broken bones and internal injuries. The Sheriff's Department continues to investigate the situation and will forward its report to the Van Buren County Prosecutor's Office when they're finished.
A World War II hero has been laid to rest in St. Joe.
The remains of Navy Airman Albert Bud Rubarchek were escorted last week from Grand Rapids to St. Joseph by the Berrien County Sheriff's Department and other law enforcement agencies. Rubarchek was the radio man in a bomber that crashed in 1944 in the South Pacific. Rubarchek received a proper military burial on Monday at St. Joseph Catholic Church. He's now buried next to his parents.
Jacob Holmes reporting.
Michigan House Speaker Tom Leonard is calling on Michigan State University's president to step down. Here's Michigan News Network Lansing Bureau Chief Tim Skubik.
It's the top Republican in the Michigan House, Speaker Tom Leonard, who, by the way, is running for Attorney General. He accuses Dr. Luana Simon of being grossly incompetent, at worst covering up this all in relationship to the Larry Nassar case. Basically, the speaker says her conduct has been reprehensible and the decoration and the reputation of MSU absolutely has been damaged.
The MSU Board of Trustees has said they fully support Simon as president. WSJM News Time 6:04. It's 25. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow up 57. The NASDAQ gained 35. The S&P 500 up 8. Details later this hour. Up next in WSJM News, one final appeal to voters.
Over here. Remember me?
Not now, Triglyceride. I'm trying to get everybody to remember you. I'm Dr. Donica Moore. We all know about good and bad cholesterol. But how much do you know about your triglyceride level?
150. Tell them to keep me under 150.
She's right. Experts say normal triglycerides are below 150. Elevated triglyceride levels can increase your risk of heart disease. And if you're a woman, that risk goes up even more.
Don't risk it, people. Heart disease is not pretty.
As you may have guessed, the forgotten fat, triglyceride, is ready to share the attention with good and bad cholesterol.
Good this, bad that. Nah, nah, nah.
For your sake and mine, always remember to ask about the good, the bad, and the forgotten fat, triglycerides.
Hey, Doc, did they get that 150 message?
They got it. For more information on all of your blood fats, go to ForgottenFat.com.
That's ForgottenFat.com.
We all know you're there now. This message brought to you by Sister to Sister, working together for healthy hearts.
WSJM News Time is 6:06, 27 degrees. In Alabama, the candidates in the long and contentious race for the U.S. Senate made one last appeal to their supporters last night.
Far from admitting to the sexual misconduct alleged by eight women, Republican Roy Moore has proclaimed his innocence and thrown down a gauntlet to the voters.
If you don't believe in my character, don't vote for me.
Democrat Doug Jones sees an opportunity to change the image of his home state.
We've got to make sure that at this crossroads in Alabama's history, we take the right road.
The one thing they both agree on is that voter turnout will be key to winning a trip to Washington. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Montgomery, Alabama.
Progress has been made on those wildfires burning in California, including on the largest fire called the Thompson Fire.
Each helicopter and a small air force battling the flames can fly for 7 hours a day, and each one is flying for 7 hours, say firefighters.
They're saying they've dropped over 1.7 million gallons of water since the start of this fire.
Lighter winds are helping ease the flames, and the improving conditions are allowing air attack to get into areas of the fire previously inaccessible because of wind and smoke. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The botched suicide bombing inside a New York City subway passageway marks the first suicide bombing attempt in the United States. Officials say this is not only alarming, it's also a game changer. Steve Gomez is a former FBI special agent.
It really changes things because think about all the different places where there are crowds, and the crowds are the target. You go to the malls, especially during the holidays. This is something that is going to be extremely dangerous for our society here in the U.S. So we have to really start thinking about different ways to deal with this type of attack of a suicide bomber.
Authorities say the bomber was inspired by Islamic State extremists. The crude pipe bomb left him with burns and several other people with minor injuries.
The ATF, meanwhile, taking a first step to respond to calls to ban bump stocks.
After the mass shooting in Las Vegas that killed 58 people, some members of Congress called for a ban on bump stocks, the devices which allow a semi-automatic gun to fire faster, on news that the shooter had rigged his guns with the attachments. Now, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms says it has begun the process of determining whether certain bump stocks fall within the definition of machine guns, which would open them up to regulation by the government and possibly allow a ban. Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger led a group of House Republicans in requesting that ATF review back in October. Linda Lopez, ABC News.
One of the stars of the new Star Wars movie on Carrie Fisher and muscles.
What's different this time around for Daisy Ridley?
I need help.
Who plays Rey in her second Star Wars film?
I'm musclier.
She may be stronger, and also, this is Carrie Fisher's last time on the Star Wars set, and Ridley tells us The Last Jedi has a big Princess Leia presence.
I think even if the tragedy hadn't have happened, it's really emotional. Her storyline is really emotional, but obviously there's added weight to everything now.
Fisher died after filming was finished. We'll see what comes of Leia and everyone else starting Thursday night. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Now the scoreboard on News Talk 94.9. WSJM. In the NFL last night, the Dolphins beat the Patriots 27-20. The Bulls beat the Celtics in the NBA 108-85. And on the ice, the Panthers beat the Red Wings in overtime 2-1.
For these and other stories, log on to WSJM.com. News Talk 94.9, WSJM. Depend on us. News time now is 6:09. Up next, the News Center 16 forecast from David Harker.